Broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with treacherous weather in the Northwest. A powerful ice storm is moving across Oregon, where tens of thousands of homes and businesses still have no power after the last storm. This man lives in Portland.
We had three oaks come down in the backyard, big ones that did damage to the roof. We had two fir trees come down in the front yards that took down power lines and everything, and that was all on Saturday morning.
They're expecting up to 3/4 of an inch of new ice. Extreme cold and snow in the Northeast and the nation's midsection canceled hundreds of flights. The wind chill at Chicago's O'Hare Airport right now is minus 16. The Republican presidential candidates spreading out across New Hampshire ahead of next Tuesday's primary. Correspondent Jared Hill is on the campaign trail.
Former President Donald Trump in the Granite State touted his decisive win in the Iowa caucuses, taking aim at third place finisher Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley, in particular, is counting on the Democrats and liberals to infiltrate your Republican primary.
Recent polling shows the former UN ambassador in a much tighter race with Trump here, as she hopes to tap into the state's independent or undeclared voters, who make up more than 39% of registered voters.
The former president flew to New Hampshire after showing up for opening day of his second defamation trial in New York City. Today, his accuser, writer E. Jean Carroll, is expected to testify about the effects of his verbal attacks after she convinced a jury he sexually assaulted her in the 1990s. First lawsuits filed over the Alaska Airlines plane that lost a plug door in midair this month. CBS's Monica Ricks.
Attorneys argue the incident caused them physical pain, stress, and emotional trauma, some calling it a waking nightmare, saying they'd sent final text messages to loved ones during an emergency landing. The lawsuit accuses the companies of negligence.
New information on Defense Secretary Austin's secret hospitalization. CBS News has obtained the 911 call placed by an associate.
Can the ambulance not show up with lights and sirens? We're trying to remain a little subtle.
Austin rushed to Walter Reed Medical Center with complications from prostate cancer surgery, which was also not disclosed. He's back home now. Costco's cracking down on membership sharing. Here's CBS's Chanel Call.
Instead of just flashing your card to employees, the grocery store chain is now requiring customers to scan their cards as soon as they walk in. The scanners are currently being tested at a handful of stores, but could be rolled out more widely in the future.
S&P futures are down 22, Dow futures off 144. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senate Republicans voted to fire another one of Governor Evers' appointees Tuesday, this time Tyler Huebner of the state's Public Service Commission. Evers is appointing Christy Nieto to take his place. Senate Republicans have fired 8 of Evers' appointees since last fall. The keynote speaker at this year's State of Wisconsin Martin Luther King Day celebration says he wants the promise of justice one day to happen now.
It is ridiculous that people are attacking diversity, equity, and inclusion, but refuse to implement laws to remove guns from the hands of those who continue to shoot innocent children in schools and malls and even in faith places.
The Reverend Marcus Allen is a Baptist minister in Madison. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Badgers lose in an upset. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers had not lost to a Big Ten opponent until they faced Penn State and Kane Clary.
Shot clock down to 10, game clock at 44. Clary drives by Wall, pulls, pops, good off the glass. He has been spectacular. Penn State up 6, 34 seconds to play.
Matt LePay with the call. Clary finished with 29 points on the way to an 87-83 win for Penn State over Wisconsin. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously the turnovers. I thought early, right from the start, we just got a little frenzied, and that gave them confidence as they were able to jump out to that lead that we can never quite get back where we felt we could get in control of it.
The Badgers host Indiana Friday night. NFL, the Packers will be without backup outside linebacker Kingsley Enagbare after he suffered a knee injury against the Cowboys. Rookie Lucas Van Ness will have to step up as a pass rusher against the 49ers this Saturday night.
I think the more he plays, the better he gets.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 9 for a high this afternoon, but that wind chill won't give up. We're going to stay below zero with that wind chill here for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight will be mostly cloudy, 6 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 10 above with some light snow possible late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 4 below zero.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Tuesday, January 16th, 2024. 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome back into hour two of the big program. Thanks again to Luke Mathers for taking time to stop in. Always a pleasure for a little Tuesday tangent with Mr. Mathers.
Indeed. It's always great. And I love to hear his takes and how they do differ from yours sometimes.
They do. Yeah. We're not the same person, which is healthy. Good discussions are always a good thing.
An important part of any relationship.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I would have stayed in a hotel. I would not have been driving back to Madison in a blizzard.
I also would have stayed in a hotel.
Before I forget, big shout out to Los Angeles, California. One of my good friends out there was my former head barista back when I had a coffee shop here in Madison. Actually, two of them. He was the head barista at both. Miguel Vega. Miguelito. Miguel Vega. Happy birthday to him today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah. So happy birthday to Miguel. He's a great barista. He's a great photographer. He's a musician. He truly is a Renaissance kind of guy, a very talented guy. So hopefully we can get him on the program one of these days.
That would be great.
Yeah. Because he's just one of these guys who's insightful and, he's a great listener. And then he can just deduce, unlike me, who's a big talker, he's a good listener. And then he could just like take all of my talk and wind and BS and just like be succinct in a sentence.
Maybe we can have him on as a regular and like he'll just make some coffee in the background and at the end of every segment walk up to the microphone and say one sentence and summarize the whole thing.
Yeah. And also he's one of these people that other people are attracted to. And I mean, he's a good looking guy, but I mean, just like has that personality.
Just magnetic.
That's one of those things that made him a great barista because, you know, he would ask interesting and unusual instead of saying questions, instead of just saying like, well, how's your day going? You know, he would ask people, so what are you excited for? And people will just like stop and be like, I don't know. Nobody's ever asked me that. And then a conversation would pursue. So anyway, Miguel is a great guy. So happy birthday, Miguelito. Hope you're having a great time out there in Los Angeles, California. Coming up here, we're going to do a little what's worse, inviting your phone calls. But before we do, we're going to go back to the phone lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We were talking about the Iowa caucuses, also a little bit about the Packers last segment. Karina in Milwaukee has been holding through the break. We appreciate it, Karina. What say you about these Iowa caucuses and Nikki Haley?
Hi, Dad. Well, one thing first. I send you email
through the civic media.
Okay.
The two new bills are coming up, and I don't know the process of bills, but you know that better. I just want you to look for that email. It's about pregnant students, female, in Wisconsin. So they're trying to do something and remove money from somewhere and put it somewhere else. So just look at it, please.
Sure.
Maybe there is something which you can talk to, because I can't understand what they're trying to do. I just can't understand that there is something wrong going on.
We'll take a look at it. Thank you for sending it in. What's on your mind?
Well, you know what? It's really Nikki Haley kind of really upset me. I mean, disappointed. I was deep in heart. I was thinking that if for some reason, we have to go Republican, then she would be maybe somebody to go for it. But now I see that she will do anything possible to even stay under Trump as a vice president. I mean, why would you want it to be anywhere remotely close to chauvinist if you are a female? Mm-hmm. So it's just like naturally born chauvinism. It's that you cannot take out of this person. It's like his oranges, you know, that the orange hue he has. I think it's something wrong with his liver or something at this point.
Well, you get spray tan.
I don't know, jaundice, like a life term jaundice, all right? So that's how he looks like to me. But well, it is very upsetting because it feels like Republican Party is each for its own. I don't see that in the Democratic side of, maybe, I'm basis, obviously. Mm. But yeah, you have a more experience. But every time when the Republicans are talking about the competition, like, they will be eaten alive. They will be burned to the ground. There's no other idiots. Everybody is idiots, only me smart. Mm. I mean, you really, truly kind of put down your own party just because you want to be that one first. There is nothing about unity in this party. There's nothing about stepping in and support somebody who's coming out from your party. It's not even something it's like, if you cannot support your own party, can you support the country and just not go for your own benefit, for what you see, what you want, what you look for. You know what I'm saying, Doug?
No, Karina, really appreciate the call. Karina from Milwaukee, appreciate you calling in. And again, we played the cut, you know, last hour of Nikki Haley on Neil Cavuto's show on Fox News yesterday, saying that if she loses, if it comes down to Trump v. Biden, she will pull the lever and capitulate to Donald Trump.
Which was indeed very disappointing to hear.
Yeah. But again, to Karina's point, it just kind of goes to prove, other than, you know, guys like people like Chris Christie, who have just said, no, absolutely not. I mean, at least Paul Ryan has said, absolutely not. He will not vote for Trump. Liz Cheney has said, absolutely not vote for Trump. But to Luke Mather's point, very few Republicans so far have said, go on that extra step and said, not only will I not support and vote for Trump, but I'm going to support Joe Biden. And that's going to become more critical as we get further along in 2024. Let's do a little what's worse, Mr. Zobbers, at 13 past the hour. This or that.
The choice is yours.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this.
Time once again for What's Worse. A little segment where there is no prize money, there are no giveaways, only your opportunity to call in and have your voice heard across 13 talk news stations around the state of Wisconsin. If you've been dying to get this off your chest, now is the time. Here is today's What's Worse. What's worse, Mr. Zommers? That every TV analyst picked the Dallas Cowboys against the Packers, or sick Trump voters in Iowa picking to go to the polls yesterday because Trump told them to, even if they were going to die.
Got to get out. You can't sit home.
If you're sick as a dog, you say, darling, I gotta make it. Even if you vote and then pass away, it's worth it.
He really said that. He told Iowans, even if you pass away, it's worth it. Which I've never heard a politician say that before.
Replaying what Donald Trump says is not always helpful, but in this case, I think it is.
So what's worse? That every TV analyst, both on Fox and CBS in particular, I think NBC as well, every TV analyst over the weekend picked Dallas to beat Green Bay, or Trump voters in Iowa going to the polls because Donald Trump told them to, even if they die. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What is worse, that every TV analyst picked Dallas over Green Bay over the weekend, or that Trump voters in Iowa picked to go to the polls because Trump told them to, even if they die? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What's worse? Let's go up to beautiful La Crosse on our station up there, the Eagle, WLCX. Dana, listening in La Crosse, we appreciate it. What say you?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd and Luke. Say, I would say what's worse. See, in the NFL, you know what the saying is, any given Sunday, you can't hold the analysts wrong too badly for that. On paper, Dallas should have won. Honestly, I'm a Vikings fan, and I really didn't think Dallas was going to win that game. I thought Packers had a good chance. I didn't think it was going to be a blowout, though. But when it comes to Trump, I mean, come on, these people, they know what they've got.
Right.
So they are throwing what they've got out the window and making that decision. So there you go. That's
very
my
good.
Take.
All right, very good. Day. Hey, appreciate the call, Dana. Thanks for listening up there in beautiful La Crosse. We appreciate you up there near Granddad's Bluff on the western side of the state. What's worse, that every TV analyst over the weekend picked Dallas to beat Green Bay, or Trump voters in Iowa going to the polls because Trump told them to, even if they die? 844-967-2789. Stephanie, listening in Madison. Stephanie, what's worse?
Hi. Definitely Trump. Because he was dead serious. That guy, and these people follow him like lemmings to the sea. I think the whole thing with the Packers winning the game against the Cowboys was just a riot. My husband was just, I got such a kick out of watching him. You know, he's the real sports nut in our family. But, but honest to God, when I read that quote about Trump and then I heard him saying it, you know,
right.
I mean, this guy is, you know, he's certifiably insane is too kind, you know.
I mean, telling people to go even if you die. I mean, I've just never heard that in politics. I was in politics a long time.
I know. He's just running off at the mouth.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you.
Hey, thank you, Stephanie. Really appreciate it, Stephanie and Madison. What's worse, that every TV analyst picked Dallas over the weekend to beat the Packers, or that Trump voters went to the polls in freezing cold conditions, even though Trump said it's okay, even if you die? 844-967-2789. Brian in McGuanago. Brian, thanks for listening in. What's worse?
Oh, that's an easy one. There's nothing worse than Trump. And I will add, I love it when the analysts pick against the Packers because I love it when it comes back to bite them in the butt. but what I would love person to get bitten in the butt would be Trump to be bitten by anything in the butt and taken out of our lives or
something. I don't know. Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Brian McGuanago. More What's Worse on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We see you on the lines. Your phone calls after this, the Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Mr. Aaron Zommer is on the board taking your phone calls. We appreciate you listening and calling in. Doing a what's worse, your chance to have your opinions aired across statewide radio. What's worse, that every TV analyst picked the Dallas Cowboys to beat the Green Bay Packers, or that Trump voters in Iowa picked to go to the polls, even though Trump said it was okay, even if they died. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Off the text line, caller from Richland Center says, this only goes to show Trump cares only about himself and no one else. What's new, right? This has been an ongoing theme. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Thanks for holding, Mark. What's worse, that every TV analyst picked Dallas over Green Bay, or that Trump voters picked going to the polls because Trump said to do so even if they died?
Well, of course, it's Trump's statement. I mean, it points out just the fact that he really does not care about his voters, and his voters just don't seem to recognize that fact. I mean, the whole team, you know, that let's face it, the whole sports thing is just entertainment in the first place. I mean, but it's always fun that when the Texas Eagle gets deflated a little bit because, you know, the sports team lost. I mean, it is just a... You know, now they're calling for McCarthy's head and the quarterback's head, and it is just a game. I mean, the fact of the matter is, if Green Bay hadn't eased off on the gas a little bit there, you know, toward the end of the game, that it would have been, the score would have been even more lopsided.
Right.
That I think just looking at what was going on, but I mean, because they're hitting on all 12 cylinders. I mean, you know, that, or 11 cylinders as the case may be. But I mean, that for Trump to actually make that kind of statement, I mean, and people not recognizing the ego driven behind us, here they're willing to, you know, risk their lives in a blizzard, you know, to you know, severe weather conditions, to risk their lives for a man who is a, you know, proven sexual assaulter of women, bragged about sexually assaulting women. I mean, that, you know, cheated people out of hundreds of millions of dollars. That, you know, and this is the guy that they think he's got God's own anointed. I don't know. I mean, that I've said before that, I mean, that he's an acolyte of the Wizard of Lies, and we all know who the Wizard of Lies is according to the Bible.
That's pretty good. That, I like that one, Mark.
Well, thanks, guys.
Hey, appreciate the call, Mark. Mark from the SAC, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Asking the question, what's worse, that every TV analyst last weekend picked Dallas over Green Bay, or Trump telling voters in Iowa to go to the polls even if they die? 844-967-2789. Cindy, listening up in Appleton, the Fox Valley on WISS in Oshkosh. Cindy, thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, the Trump thing is worse because the sports analyst getting it wrong does not make us look like the laughing stock of the world.
Right? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I mean, we had Christian Jensen from Denmark on yesterday saying that, you know, Europe right now holding his breath, hoping that Biden can get back in, fearing another Trump term. So I think that backs up your backs up your claim, Cindy. Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing along. Always appreciate you. 844-967-2789. What's worse, that every TV analyst over the weekend picked Dallas to beat Green Bay, or Trump telling voters in Iowa to go to the polls last night, even if they died? 844-967-2789. Michael in Milwaukee on WAUK, the Shaw. Michael, thanks for listening. What's worse?
967-2789.
Go ahead, Michael. You're on the air. If you could turn down your radio, go right ahead.
Telling everybody, hey, I don't care if you die, but make sure you pull the lever.
Oh, say that again, please.
Donald Trump telling everybody if they die, no problem. Just make sure you can pull that handle for them.
Right.
And as far as the Packers go, I'm the only one that went against the system. I had no fear. I knew they was going to beat Dallas. I told them we're going to have a surprise for them. And that they did.
Nicely done, Michael. I'm glad. I mean, I picked Green Bay by a field goal. I had no idea that they would beat Dallas the way they did. So thanks, Michael. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What's worse, that every TV analyst picked Dallas over Green Bay, or Trump telling voters in Iowa last night to go to the polls, even if they died? PT listening out in Oregon. PT, thanks for listening on the app. What's worse?
Yeah, well, I think Trump, you know, telling his believers to go out and vote regardless of their, you know, their well-being is much worse than some analysts not predicting correctly, right? Because some of those people may indeed do it. Can you just see them? Honey, right. We got to go out and vote in this 70 below weather. Yeah, honey, it doesn't matter. You have to vote for our leader. You know, it just, some of the things those MAGA believers say is beyond belief. They're just, I don't know if they're ignorant or just so easily manipulated. But thanks for listening.
Hey, my pleasure, Peachy. Thank you for listening. Thanks for calling out there, listening on the Civic Media app. A great reminder that if you are not in earshot of a Civic Media station in Wisconsin, although it's getting harder and harder for that, we're covering almost the entire state now. But if you're outside the state of Wisconsin, you can always take us with you anywhere you go on the Civic Media app. You can download it at the App Store for either iPhone or Android and be like all of our fine, like PT there, listening out in Oregon. I agree with him that, and again, I'm a huge believer, of course, in voting, and I think it's a constitutional responsibility to go out and vote. So, you know, I don't think a little snow should hurt anybody, or a little rain or whatever. But I mean, if you live in a rural area where, and you might be an elderly person, not have great tires on your car, to risk your life to go out and vote, I would say maybe think again.
Or what he said, if you're sick and you might die.
Right.
Like he specified that. So he doesn't just mean if you have a cold or something. Right. He means like if you have stage 4 liver cancer, right, and you have like a month left to live, you should make your way out through this minus 40 degree weather.
It'll be worth it. It'll be worth it. I mean, okay, maybe there was a little bit of joking going on there, but I've never heard a presidential candidate, I've never heard any candidate for public office tell their voters, go out and vote. Even if you pass away, it'll be worth it. Basically, the vote for me, I'm more important than your life. And remember, of course, this coming from the side of the aisle that professes, you know, it's all about right to life. But if you die voting, that's fine.
It's right to life until you are alive out of the womb.
Right, exactly. I've said this before, but and Reagan did not actually say this. It comes from Rich Little. It was a comedy album from, well, it was on cassette tape actually from the 80s, called The First Family Rides Again. Rich Little, the impressionist and comedian, did a whole album on making fun of Ronald Reagan. And in comedy, the reporter asked Reagan, you know, at what point does a fetus become a life? And Reagan said, when it votes Republican. He didn't actually say that. It was a comedy bit, but you know, kind of today's
still funny.
Kind of today's Republican Party, not too far off the beaten path. Back with more after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. A crippling ice storm is slamming Oregon, where tens of thousands of people still have no power from the last storm. This man's in Portland.
I don't want to be home, so I'm out milling around, seeing if anybody needs help, get some hot coffee, and getting firewood for people.
People in the nation's midsection and the Northeast are dealing with extreme cold and snow. Republican presidential candidates have moved on to New Hampshire ahead of next week's primary. Nikki Haley came in third behind Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis in Iowa.
We have to leave the negativity and the baggage behind and go forward with new solutions for the future.
Audio obtained by CBS News shows an associate of Defense Secretary Austin's asked for an ambulance with no lights and no sirens to transport him to Walter Reed, CBS's Weijia Jiang.
The Pentagon has not responded to our request for a comment about that 911 call. The inspector general, though, continues to investigate why it took Austin so long to disclose his hospitalization.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Democratic law firm is asking the state Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional maps. The Elias Law Group filed the case on Tuesday. They say that last month's decision to draw new legislative maps warranted another look at the state's congressional maps. Republicans currently hold six of the state's congressional seats. The court will have to move fast with just 11 months to go before the November election. Marshfield Clinic workers across Wisconsin are being furloughed. 3% of the nearly 12,000 people who work for the healthcare system have to take unpaid time off. The furloughs come after a round of budget cuts in November and after talks about a merger with Essentia Health fell through last week. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? One. Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 9 for a high this afternoon, but that wind chill won't give up. We're going to stay below zero with that wind chill here for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight will be mostly cloudy, 6 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 10 above with some light snow possible late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 4 below zero.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through, is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Tuesday, January 16th, 2024. Glad to have you along with us. A little courtroom music there because moving to the courts, our friend Matt Flynn, Matt Flynn Direct, who follows our program to be immediately at the top of the hour, of course, is an attorney. He's been an attorney at all different levels in the judicial system and has been following this a lot. But I want to move on to this E. Jean Carroll trial. But before we do, I want to go to the phone lines quickly, just kind of finishing up from the last segment there. CJ listening down in Stoughton. CJ, did you want to weigh in on the what's worse or what's on your mind today?
Well, just the last discussion about Trump saying going out there and whatever it takes, go vote.
Even if they die, yes.
Saw the actual video clip. He was being facetious, obviously, with a little giggle. But I think it's, you know, when you really want to take words into context, again, yesterday you cut me off when I said something that is factual. It's in the U.S. Code. I've got sources. And that in some local municipalities, illegal undocumented immigrants are allowed to vote.
Okay, I'll play along for a moment. Where are you talking about?
In New York.
In New York.
Some of the smaller communities have allowed people they've tried to allow people with whether they have a driver's license.
What's the name of the community, CJ?
I'm telling you. That if you did a little, I'm asking. I have them in front of me right now, Scott, Todd, but I can call you back in 30 seconds with the list.
I'll be happy to look at it, but
allowed
I
it there or is, are trying. Do you think my question to you is, if that comes down the road, that these illegals have come across the 10 million that have cut in line in front of the right way to do it? Because I want legal immigration. Do you think that it should be okay for these 10 million to get a Social Security card or a driver's license and be able to vote?
The short answer is no. As someone who worked in the federal government for 5 years, I can tell you that that is not legal. It's simply not legal, and it's not happening. As someone who also...
Do you think the Democrat Party is trying to do that?
I know they're not trying to do that.
Well, then I want to hear your voice when they try to do that, because that's what they're allowing. That's what these 10 million is all about. That's why I'm more concerned
about the president saying that's just simply not the truth.
They have the border under operational control. He won't call it a crisis. It's a challenge. This is intentional.
Well, if you want to call back Mr. Zomers off the air and give them the municipality of your claims, we will look into it and we will check into it. But that I can tell you for a fact that under U.S. law, what you've just described is not legal. Period.
Do you think it should be?
No. You should. I mean, okay. I believe in the law, which says in order to vote in this country, you have to either have been born here or you have to be a legal naturalized citizen of the United States. Period. Period.
Well, I can tell you what, this border is not secure, and it's all right. About vote.
So I took your call. I addressed the concern. But again, and actually, I'm kind of glad, CJ, of all things, Mr. Zomers, and people that know me know I do a lot of thinking in the shower. Right. I tend to take long showers and not maybe for the reason you think, because it's kind of like my time to reflect. I like the heat. I like the humidity.
Right.
And I just stand there and meditate. And so I'll write in the shower. I don't take a pen in there, but I'll write in my head. And I actually honestly thought about this morning as I was showering, as I was reflecting back on yesterday's show. And I thought, you know what? I should have just stopped for a minute and asked CJ, like what municipality he was talking about. And if he wants to call back and give us the name of it, you know what? We'll look into it. But I can tell you, as someone who worked at the federal level for 5 years, I can assure you that under U.S. law, it doesn't matter what state, that anyone who is not either born a citizen of the United States or anyone who is a legally naturalized citizen, unless you meet those two requirements, you are not allowed to vote in the United States of America, no matter what anyone else says. Period. Period. 844-967-2789. Gary in Sussex. Gary, thanks for calling in. What say you?
All right. I listened to your conversation with CJ. CJ is actually a very smart guy. You may not like him, but he does come up with some good stuff. I think he might be talking about local municipality, like voting for your local guy on the board, let's say an alderman or something like that, voting for the school board. I think that I heard that they are allowing people that are illegal into this country to vote for school board and for your like your alderman and stuff like that, but not a federal law.
Gary, with all due respect, again, if you have a municipality where that is allegedly happening, I'll be happy to check it out. But
well,
when it comes to voting in this country, it doesn't matter whether you're voting for school board or town clerk or city council or U.S. senator or president of the United States. Voting is voting. Local municipalities do not get, as someone who is a former alderman, local municipalities do not get to set their own rules for who is eligible to vote. The only thing that you could do is if someone claims that they are a resident of the municipality in which they vote, but let's say they forgot their ID, which is required in Wisconsin, that municipality may offer them a provisional ballot, which allows them to vote, but then they have to come back to the office or back to the polling station and prove their legal eligibility to vote in order for that provisional ballot to count. So in that case, you can make the claim that hypothetically, someone who is ineligible to vote is allowed to cast a provisional ballot, but if they can't ultimately make that documentation, provide that to the poll worker, then that ballot is not counted.
Right. But another point that CJ was making, he asked you the question, you know, are you in favor of having illegal people eventually come around and voting and getting driver's licenses and Social Security cards and all that sort of stuff? And my friends that I have that are Democrats, they say, hell yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know any. I don't know.
Well, surprised that you said no, that you're not in favor of that.
Because
obviously everybody knows that Democrats are. You know,
well, I'm not a Democrat. I don't belong to any I don't belong to Republican or I don't belong to any official party. I'm an independent. But number two, you've made two different distinctions here. That when it comes to voting, no one who is not a legal citizen of the United States should be eligible to vote. That's the law. I believe in the law, period, okay? You also brought up driver's licenses, okay? The Wisconsin Police Association and most law enforcement officials will tell you that they are in favor of having a driver's license for everyone, regardless of whether they are a documented person or undocumented or citizen or non-citizen. And the reason is that you can give that person a driver's license, and it's very specific. It's a certain color. There are markings on it that you are not able to use that to vote or for any other legal ID, but it is legal to drive. And the reason the police and law enforcement are in favor of that is because it's safer for people in law enforcement to know who they're dealing with in a vehicle when they pull them over or encounter them. It's a safety issue. It's literally, do you believe in, quote unquote, backing the blue? Do you believe in supporting law enforcement? And if you believe in supporting law enforcement, then you should agree that we have to have, or we should be able to offer legal driver's licenses for everyone because it's better for police officers. So that's a distinction there.
That's a good point. I like that point. And I tend to agree with you on what you just said. What about giving everybody that's illegal in this country Social Security cards?
That is not the law. I support the law. So no, if the person is not a legal citizen, they are not going to be able to get a Social Security card. Now, if they are a permanent resident, if they go through the system or a permanent resident, then they can get a Social Security card. Okay? And the reason that you do that is so that they're paying taxes. That's what Ronald Reagan said. We played the clip from the 1980 debate with George H.W. Bush. Reagan was in favor of making sure that people who are here documented were paying taxes into the system. Because I'll tell you, as someone... go ahead.
You and I actually agree, and I think CJ probably agrees also. The concern that we have as Republicans are that they are going to be able to vote, and they're obviously they're going to be voting mostly Democratic. But the thing is this, if you're into this country illegally, I want to know who you are, and I want to have good people in this country, because my grandparents came over from Sweden, and I'm happy they did because I'm born here in the United States, and I love America, you know. So I'm in favor of the illegal. I'm sure we have plenty of people that can find jobs because we're always looking, you know, unemployment is, you know, it's low. We got plenty of jobs for all these 10 million people. But I just want to know, and like CJ wants to know, who they are, if they're criminals, if there are terrorists coming in. Even if there's four terrorists that came in out of the 10 million, they got in there because the border was open, and they killed thousands and thousands of people, those four terrorists. You know, it's well worth having that border closed and only letting people in that we know, you know.
We need to make it clear. Our borders, quote-unquote, are not open because there are walls, there are fences, there are checkpoints. So it's not, quote-unquote, open. Is there an issue that we need to deal with? Yes. And that happened under Obama. It happened under Trump. It happened under George W. Bush. Happened under Biden. It's been happening for a long time. And yes, we need to address this, and we need to make sure. And right now, the Republicans in the House of Representatives, Speaker Mike Johnson just said they're not interested in any sort of a deal on the border or on immigration until they get a Republican president, because they don't want to give Joe Biden, quote unquote, a win. So it's hard to deal with someone, Greg or Gary, that they don't want to. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong thing. It's hard to deal with people that don't want to participate because they're afraid of giving the other side a political win. But I always appreciate your viewpoint, Gary. I got
one point.
Go ahead quickly. You got to move on.
Okay, one point. I think that it's not because of that. I think that we want to enforce the rules that we have. And when people can say, I need asylum, that's all they have to say. I want asylum, then they're automatically in. They got to cut that crap out.
There are legitimate reasons for asylum. There are legitimate reasons for asylum. If the Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, would fund INS at the right levels and ICE and these other to actually process this quickly, that's part of the problem. But they don't want to vote for the money to put in there to process people. And so because they're afraid that people back home are going to say, oh, you put money into, you know, helping, you know, immigrants. And they don't want to pay the political price, so they underfund the system, which only makes the whole problem worse. 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Greg in Waukesha. Greg, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi, Todd. First of all, just regarding the voting issue for immigrants or whoever, I think we need to change the language. Carroll University that I work at, I just gave it away, but we have a language that says that anybody who gets an ID card, you know, that there are ID cards to vote available in our university center. I'm not sure who's to stop anybody from checking those IDs. Now, just real quick, that's my point there. Just real quick, on the immigration front, I have a lot of friends who are both documented and undocumented immigrants to this country, or were undocumented at a point in time. A lot of them I met through college, but I just think that we are, I've always believed that the key to stability is diversity. It's a law of science. Mm-hmm. And we need to do whatever we can with rules and regulations, of course, to secure our borders, but keep immigrants, keep our country diverse.
Thanks, Greg. Back after this. Don't go anywhere on the other side.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 now before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn Direct takes over these airwaves, always taking you to the front lines of history. As Matt reminds us, history being made every minute of every day, Matt will take us there. Spirited discussion, which is good. I don't mind it. I mean, if we don't have a discussion on topics and can talk to one another, can listen to one another, we don't get very far. So this is fine. 844-967-2789. Talking a little bit about voting, talking about immigration and what's happening at the border right now. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Jack in Merrimack. Jack, thanks for holding. What say you?
Well, first of all, the immigration problem is most people, at least that I know of, don't even know people that are immigrants, legal or undocumented. Mm-hmm. Why this is such a huge problem, it's the old fear and hatred and, oh, some of them that are coming over, they're drug dealers and they're terrorists and they're racists. But some are good people, too. Where'd we hear that before?
Right. Coming down the elevator.
The problem.
Yeah. Or escalator, I should say.
Escalator, yeah. The main problem with undocumented people, The vast majority, somewhere between 2/3 and 3/4 of the undocumented people in this country, are people who legally came in, whether it was on a work visa, some kind of a visiting visa, a temporary visa. And then they say, yeah, this is a pretty good place. I think I'm going to stay here.
That's a great point, Jack. And to your point quickly, what people also to forget is it's not just what you said, they want to stay here, but they come here legally and then they apply for renewal, like for a student visa or a H-1B worker visa. They apply 6-8 months out for renewal. And because the system is so overloaded and Congress won't fund the system, they become undocumented because their time runs out and they're doing everything right.
Yeah, this is another issue. And of course, it's the Ron Johnsons that say, well, I'm not going to do anything until the border is entirely closed. Excuse me, the border with Mexico being closed. Yeah. You want fresh fruits and vegetables? Do you want parts for your car to come into this country? Mm. Yeah, I could go on and on, but the amount of commerce that would just destroy is unbelievable. But the Republicans not funding this and backing away from a deal that had been previously made, just incidentally, for over $14 billion, I seem to recall, it's just another example. Republicans basically cause some kind of a government disruption, and then he'd say, oh, it's the Democrats' fault because they won't compromise with it.
I mean, that's why I think we have to
break the government and blame the Democrats. That's the Republican process.
Yeah. Jack, always appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. Jack in Merrimack, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Joe in Madison, listening in on WMDX. Joe, thanks for calling. What say you?
Yeah, I just wanted to respond to this question about who can vote. And my frustration with CJ is he may be a smart guy, but man, just look it up before you call it. I mean, the stuff you can find it out. So I am talking to you from a place called ballotpedia.org, okay? Mm-hmm. And at the very front of it, it says laws pertaining to non-citizens to vote in the U.S. You can't vote for federal, okay? You can't vote for federal stuff. But there are certain cities within the United States who have okayed it for non-citizens to vote. Now, Oakland, California might be a logical choice. You could guess on that. San mm-hmm. Francisco. But then we get into place of Maryland. So we have Barnesville, Maryland, Cheverly, Maryland, Garrett Park, Maryland, Glen Echo, Maryland, Hyattsville, Maryland, Martin's Additions, Maryland, Riverdale Park, Maryland, Somerset, Maryland. And Winooski, Vermont. There are 17 places in the United States allow non-citizens to vote if they have resided in their area for differing amounts of time. It can be 30 days. It can be 6 months. You can go look it up on Ballotpedia. It's there. So before you say that, you know, Mr. Biden has opened up the world so that everybody can come here and vote in 2 hours, do a little bit of looking around. I mean, that's the way to participate in this discussion, is bring some information rather than this mm-hmm. vagueness that doesn't help us. We need specificity in order to move forward. And I think the question to ask is, why did these communities decide this is something that they wanted to do? I find that fascinating. Mm-hmm. You know, why they said that non-citizens can vote in their area for local issues, not federal, not Senate, not, you know, state senator, no, local issues. So anyway, thanks for the discussion. It's really important. And the whole question of immigration is one that we need to come back to. And both sides need to sit down and figure out solutions. Thanks, Joe, a lot. I appreciate it, Tom.
Joe, best call of the day. Thank you so very much. This is why I love this show. It's why I love people who call in. And we've gotten somewhere. I learned something today. I mean, I did not realize that, you know, some of these local municipalities were doing this. I don't agree with that, by the way. I think you should have to be a citizen to vote. But Joe brought some important facts. And, you know, I'll tip my cap to CJ for bringing the issue up. I agree it would have been more helpful to have that kind of fleshed out. But we got there. We got there. Very quickly, let's go to Tom in McFarland. Tom, thanks for holding. Got about a minute left. What say you?
Thanks for taking my call. And just to build on that, those local issues, 99% of them are school related. So it'd be like a school referendum or school board. And undocumented kids, guess what? They're going to school. So the parents do have a say as far as with the kids' education. That is the primary reason why you would have a non-citizen voting. It's regards to something in regards to school. So you're not going to see a non-citizen voting for any kind of a government seat because they just can't have the government on there. Mm-hmm. But also, I think with Republicans and the border, yeah, it's easy for the Republicans to say close the border, and until we do that, I'm not doing anything else anyway. That gives them a convenient out because it plays to their base. It also explains why Republicans, they don't do anything anyway. Mm-hmm. And now we have a convenient excuse for how come we're not doing anything. It's because I'm tough on the border. Mm-hmm. Never mind the fact that you could easily pass legislation that is sitting in both chambers that could be passed as far as immigration reform. And it's been sitting there for years.
Appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Tom. There you go. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. It went off in an unexpected direction, but it was lovely. It was a great conversation, a great discussion, and we learned some things. I learned some things. Hope you did too. Stay tuned. Always going to learn something from Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn Direct is next. Do not go anywhere. Thanks to Mr. Zomers. Also, Luke Mathers. We'll see you tomorrow on the Todd Oliveault Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep banging your drum.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.